Can you explain now?
Yep.
My name is Yun Yang. Now I'm talking about premarital communication. Have you ever seen these kinds of catchphrases, such as, are you finding your craving partner? If so, please enter your ID, address, and sex, and your ideal type. Where have you seen this phrase? Maybe on the internet, right? Yeah. These days, premarital cohabitation is spreading out, especially in the young class. So easily we can see cohabiting couples around university towns. Like this, many people are accepting cohabitation system without any consciousness. I think premarital cohabitation shouldn't be allowed in our society. So from now on, I'm going to tell you three reasons why I'm against it. First, our society is still conservative. Some people say these days our society is changing more and more, and many people have open-hearted minds, so we can swim with the stream of the times. But it is true that most people have still look on cohabitation from a biased viewpoint. So they think cohabiting couples' sexual awareness is in disorder, and they are living without parents' permission. For the reason, cohabiting couples try to hide their circumstances to their family or other people. It means, although our society is changing now, people's consciousness can't follow the current of the times. And second, cohabitation is the fragile family bond which can be broken or damaged easily. Some people say marriage is great expense or too complicated, so cohabitation is okay. But cohabiting couples aren't tied up in law, so relatively, they have a weak sense of responsibility to each other. For that reason, they are easier to break up than married couple. As a natural consequence, the percentage of abortion and illegitimate children become to increase. And third, cohabitation is not the examination system. Some people say the trial period gives them a chance to discover whether they are compatible. But suppose that you start to live with your boy or girlfriend before getting married. But you found he became violent after getting angry, so you decided to break up with him. After a while, you met another man who looks perfect. Then, are you going to live with him again? Yeah, nobody can answer yes. If you want to select your partner carefully, you can try to do something with him, such as exercising or traveling, something like that. Also, if you get along with him for a long time, you can know about him well. I mean, cohabitation is not the only way to know your partner. Some people misunderstand cohabitation is just romantic and interesting, after watching movie or drama. But we have to know they are focused on only juicy story, or they are made just for attracting the audience. You know, in France, premarital cohabitation is very popularized. So, about 70% of adults are cohabiting without marriage now. But divorce rate is first placed in the world. So, as we can know in this case, premarital cohabitation couldn't be successful in even preceding countries. So, like this, since cohabitation has many ill effects, we must not accept in. Speech is over. Do you have any questions?